This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Reclamation work at the Pikeview Quarry, northwest of Colorado Springs, is winding down. The massive red dirt slopes look very different than they did for more than 100 years. Manager Jerry Schnabel says that that's because they've rolled out yellow-colored matting to keep the newly planted seeds and shrubs in place.
It's really just a temporary erosion mat that will be green next year, and then it will start to biodegrade in the third year, and what you'll see is a grass slope and look as natural as possible.
Schnabel says that they'll finish up by mid-September. Later next year, they expect to ask the state for final approval of their reclamation efforts. The teenagers on Colorado's Youth Advisory Commission want state lawmakers to make schools more accessible and more climate-friendly. Those are some of the proposals the panel settled on after researching a wide range of issues important to the teens. Lawmakers who agree with their ideas could sponsor them as bills in the next legislative session. The commission's proposal also included more health literacy education and expanding the distribution of naloxone to prevent more overdoses. Grand Junction has installed its first protected bike lanes. They're on 4th and 5th Streets in downtown. But some drivers, like Nancy Bennett, see that the bike lanes are not a welcome addition to the city.
We are not Denver. I'm sick of everybody saying, oh, well, you know, California does this, Denver does this. We're not those towns.
But cyclists like Larry Lyon says that they will keep bikers safe. He says that he's been hit by drivers multiple times and just recently had a close call.
And they're parked and all of a sudden they opened his door and didn't look. And I barely miss him. That's one of the things I like about the new bike lanes on 4th Street is that the bike lane is separated from the cars.
The city has also removed travel lanes on the two streets to discourage speeding. This is CPR News and KRCC.